Chapter 9. There are not very many people in the world who enjoy delivering bad news, but I'm sorry to say that Mrs. Morrow was one of them. When she caught sight of the Baudelaire orphans gathered around Jacques, she rushed across the courtyard to tell them the details.
"Wait until the Daily Punctilio hears about this!"
she said enthusiastically, and pointed at Jacques with a sleeve of her pink robe.
"Before he could be burned at the stake, Count Omar was murdered mysteriously in his jail cell."
"Count Olaf," corrected Violet automatically.
"So you're finally admitting that you know who he is?"
she cried triumphantly. "We don't know who he is," Klaus insisted, picking up his baby sister, who was quietly beginning to cry. "We only know that he is an innocent man." Officer Luciana clunked forward, and the crowd of townspeople and elders parted to let her walk right up to the children.
"I don't think this is a matter for children to discuss," she said,
and raised her white-gloved hands in the air to get the crowd's attention.
"Citizens of VFD," she said grandly. "I locked Count Olaf in the uptown jail last night, and when I arrived here in the morning he had been killed. I have the only key to the jail, so his death is quite a mystery."
"A mystery!"
Mrs. Morrow said excitedly, as the townspeople murmured behind her.
"What a thrill to be hearing about a mystery!"
"Shocked,"
Sunny said tearfully. She meant something like, a dead man is not a thrill, but only her siblings were listening to her.
"You will all be happy to know that the famous Detective Dupin has agreed to investigate this murder,"
Officer Luciana continued.
"He is inside the uptown jail right now, examining the scene of the crime."
"The famous Detective Dupin?" Mr. Lesko said. "Just imagine!"
"I've never heard of him," said a nearby elder.
"Me neither,"
Mr. Lesko admitted,
"but I'm sure he's very famous."
"What happened?" Violet asked, trying not to look at the white sheet on the ground. "How was Jacques killed? Why wasn't anybody guarding him? How could someone have gotten into his cell if you had locked it?" Luciana turned round and faced Violet. You could see her own astonished reflection in the policewoman's shiny helmet.
"As I said before," Luciana said again, "I don't think this is a matter for children to discuss. Perhaps that man in overalls should take you children to a playground instead of a murder scene."
"Or downtown to do the morning chores,"
another elder said, his crow hat nodding.
"Hector, take the orphans away."
"Not so fast,"
called a voice from the doorway of the uptown jail. It was a voice, I'm sorry to say, that the Baudelaire orphans recognized in an instant. The voice was wheezy and scratchy, and it had a sinister smile to it, as if the person talking were telling a joke. But it was not a voice that made the children want to laugh at a punchline. It was a voice the children recognized from all of the places they had traveled since their parents had died, and a voice the children knew from all their most displeasing nightmares. It was the voice of Count Olaf. The children's hearts sank, and they turned to see Olaf standing in the doorway of the jail, wearing another one of his absurd disguises. He was wearing a turquoise blazer that was so brightly coloured that it made the Baudelaires squint, and a pair of silver pants decorated with tiny mirrors that glinted in the morning sun. A pair of enormous sunglasses covered the entire upper half of his face, hiding his one eyebrow and his shiny, shiny eyes. On his feet were a pair of bright green plastic shoes with yellow plastic lightning bolts sticking out of them, covering his ankle and hiding his tattoo. But the most unpleasant of all was the fact that Olaf was wearing no shirt, only a thick gold chain with a detective's badge in the centre of it. The Baudelaires could see his pale and hairy chest peeking out at them, and it added an extra layer of unpleasantness to their fear.
"It's just not cool,"
Count Olaf said, snapping his fingers to emphasise the word cool.
to dismiss suspects from the scene of the crime until Detective Dupin gives the okay.